Good morning, 6:35 a.m. on Tuesday, July 6th, 2021, and it is a brand new day. How are you, everybody? PC Herring here. 73 degrees and humid already. It's going to be another 90 degree scorcher today, so I'm taking a very, very early walk, get out ahead of the heat, and get this in and done. How are you? How was your weekend? Sorry about missing yesterday. Sunday, my family had an outdoor party for the 4th of July holiday, and as I've said many times before, high heat and humidity are not my friends, and it was 90 and humid, and yeah. So yesterday morning, was a slow start for me. Then we got wrapped up in some housework ahead of a shindig we're doing over the weekend. And then I got wrapped up into a doctor's appointment. And by that time, it was too late for me to go out and do anything meaningful. Which is a shame, because I was really looking forward to the walk yesterday. It just didn't pan out. Oh well, such is the way. So I hope you all had a happy, safe, and healthy holiday. I'm out earlier this morning, but I've got a lot on my mind today. Thinking about the passage of time, thinking about, what was I thinking about? This happens. I was thinking about something as I was getting ready to head out the door this morning, and now Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was a fleeting thought. I'm like, oh, this is something to talk about and unpack on the walk. And then I get on the walk and suddenly I forget it. I'm thinking about writing today. Not about doing the writing, though that's definitely on my mind. But more along the lines of the process of writing and more specifically the brainstorming and the world building and the outlining. As I've said before, I'm working on the second installment of the Codename, or the second full-length installment, rather, of the Codename Cyrus series. And I'm intermixing that with a project I'm working on for the patrons. And last night, after baby girl went to bed, I sat up in my office and was hoping to get some writing in. And I'm thinking, well, okay. Working on the patrons project. It's been a slog these past few days. With any luck, I'll get maybe 400 words, maybe 500 if I'm lucky. 815 words later, I'm making some decent progress finally. And that's all well and good, and I'm very happy for it. I'm getting closer to being wrapped up with this installment to go over to the proofreader so that that can be done, so it can release on time. But then at the same time, I'm talking with some people on the Discord channel we used for the writing simulation I'm in, and it's not original universe, so it's not entirely mine, but I'm still working with characters, and I'm still rebuilding characters, and I'm tweaking some things, and I'm working on a I'm working kind of on a what if scenario project within that simulation. It's a long story. I don't want to get too into the weeds on it, but the point is that after really only 2 or 3 days of active brainstorming for this alternate story within a simulation that we're working on, and I'm commandeering, borrowing, being lent probably upwards of, I think last time I had 15 characters I could work with between the ones I control and the ones that other writers within this group have permitted me permission to use for this little side project. The outlining and the story building for it are... Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Good.
Are moving very quickly. It's broad strokes, it's just kind of framework, but the pieces are falling together so fast, it's scary. And at the same time, I have other projects that I've been working on that I just cannot get my head around. I've got a project I've been tweaking with on and off for years. Literally years. It was supposed to be the next series after Codename Cyrus. And I get it writing into it. I get going. I get 10, 15, God, maybe 20,000 words if I'm lucky into the draft. And it falls apart. And it's just, I'm kind of at a loss for words here because it's just one of those things where I know I've got the story in me. I know there's a story in this world. I'm writing this world to have a story. And yet, I cannot find it to save my life. It's frustrating because the projects that I need to be working on, because I've decided that those are the projects that I'm going to work on, whether they're because I want to work on them or because I've made a commitment to patrons to work on them or what have you, are not always the projects that my headspace says, this is what you should be working on. And I don't know what to do with that. I suppose there's something to be said about, you know, jumping off of a project that doesn't seem to be gelling and jumping onto a project that is doing better. Yet at the same time, I don't want to become that. I don't want to have a dozen projects that have been started, but none of them finished. You know, if not in my writing, because I don't necessarily do hard outlining or planning in my writing, but at least in the first drafts, I don't do a lot of hard outlining. I'm very much the proponent of start it, finish it, push it out, move on to the next. Rinse, wash, repeat. And yet, my headspace keeps saying, oh, start this one. Nope. Pause that one, start this one now. Nope, pause, stop, hold, wait. Now, nope, do this one next. And if I listened to those brain monkeys, if I listened to that, I really would have probably a dozen projects with 5, 6, 7, 10, 15,000 words to them and nothing else. I don't know, maybe that's a function of a lack of discipline on my part. Maybe that's a function of my creative mind, I don't know. It's not even a matter of writing things down and coming back to it in a list of ideas for later. It's just a matter of what am I going to spend the time that I have allocated to writing to do. So that's what I'm wrestling with this morning. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those things where I've got, you know, at one point I had thought, well, this will work. I'll do, you know, I'll branch from one project, and then I'll draft that project. And while I'm drafting that project, I'll brainstorm a second project. And then when the draft of the first project's done and it's in the editor's hands, I'll start drafting the second project and brainstorming the third. And then when it comes back, when project one comes back from the editor, and I start working on the publications and the audio and all the other stuff, I'll send project two to the editor, write project three, and brainstorm project four, and just kind of always have one project always in one of those four or five broad stages of development and publication. Kind of like a conveyor belt, so there's always something moving. That's a lot of balls to keep juggling. And with where I am in my life, working from home full time, you know, father of a young child, God, she's almost one now. Holy criminy. And everything else that I do, if I was a full-time author, if I was full-time work-at-home author, I might be able to pull that off. But it's trying to adopt that model for me right now is frankly just too much. Well, hello. I think that's a bird. Every time I walk past this house, I hear that little whistle, little cuckoo. At least I think it's a cuckoo. Could be wrong. Probably am. So yeah, I think it's just gonna be, they call the muse a fickle mistress. I think I'm going to have to spend time, a lot of time, focusing that muse and teaching her/me to be less fickle about the projects and focus in more heavily and more in depth on the one that's on the list, or two that's on the list, but three or four at a time, can't do it, just can't. So that's what I've got today. Let's see what's on tap for the week. Should be relatively quiet, albeit busy. There's not a lot going on per se, but the big push right now is getting prepped for our shindig this weekend. My wife and I spent a good portion of yesterday finishing some long-term cleaning and sorting projects, reconfiguring some furniture to make party flow a little bit easier, and realizing, hey, we should have done this a long time ago. And just general pickup. It's hard to do a lot of hardcore cleaning up of some places of the house this early because, you know, we still have to live there, and with the baby, you know, anything we pick up and put away in certain areas is going to get pulled out and disheveled and disorganized again in about an hour. So I suspect there's going to be a lot of frantic running around morning of the party, on my part at least, to put tidy all the things that need to be put tidy because of the simple fact that we have to live in the house, while my wife focuses her efforts on the food aspect of this thing, as well as any relevant decorations that need to go up. So, it'll come together. I'm not worried about it. She is, and I can understand that, and I can respect that. I don't want to say I'm not worried about it. At the same time, I can see where she's coming from. So it's just a matter of getting us there and getting it going. Oh, I'm glad I came out as early as I did, because this one's going to be a nasty, nasty day today. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Walking past a couple houses with basketball hoops in the driveway, and there is a black and red colored basketball with the number 23 stamped on it and an image of Michael Jordan on it. I haven't seen one of those or something like those in quite a while, I have to say. I don't even know how long it's been. So I'm crossing the street to the driveway now. So we're going to call this in, wrap this up, and I'm going to wish you a happy, healthy, and productive day. I will talk with you tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday. No, it'll be Wednesday. Hello. It'll be Wednesday. And it will be a brand new day. Bye now.